This is CliffCentral.com.
Nicole Winter is a contortionist. Now, do you know what that is?
It's somebody who can bend and move their body in ways that would seem unnatural to the rest of us.
Yeah, that's right. And stretch and just do amazing stuff. Like, you have to be a supremely supple, well-trained, constantly practicing and exercising and stretching. You also have to be made of rubber. It's not, you can't actually be a human being made of meat. It's true, right? I mean, I can't do any of that stuff. You were just stretching outside. Nicole, hey, welcome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
So you do these contortion things with your body, and you're part of this Cirque Louise. And obviously this is something that you've been doing for a long time. You didn't just start it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I started as a ballet dancer, and about 10 years ago I started doing contortion, and I joined Cirque Louise 2 years ago.
Now, you say it's Eloise, so
Eloise,
I got it wrong.
Yes.
It's not Eloise.
No.
Okay, Cirque Eloise. Okay, got you. So now, this, you travel the world with this Cirque Eloise. You perform all over the place, and people can get to see amazing stuff here, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of something for everyone. Something that makes our show different is that we really incorporate many different parts of the arts into one show. So it's not just circus, but it's also dance, visual effects, and you have a little bit of everything. So it's really entertaining.
So how did you start this? When did you start doing ballet?
I started ballet when I was 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
Long time.
Wow. And is it as grueling as people say it is?
It is. I was doing about 30 hours a week from the time I was 10 years old. So it was
Did
really
you love
rough.
It or was your mother just really pushy?
No, it was all me. My mom was like, why are you doing this? Don't you want to go be a kid and play on the weekends? Like, no,
and
I
you
I
loved
want to go
it. You were just, you were so focused on it.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it all comes down to that feeling you get when you're on stage. And for me, to make people happy and entertain audiences, that's the best part.
Now, I mean, you can do clearly some really amazing things. Do you think that there is an aspect of this which is just about the way that you're made, your actual physiology, or do you think it's something that can be learned? I mean, fat people can't do what you do.
Well, actually, for contortion, it's a little bit different than other parts of circus because it really is a combination of both. I was naturally born flexible, so it helps. But people that are naturally flexible are very weak. We're very limber, and it's difficult to control the muscles. So you have to train strength a lot and learn how to control everything.
Surely, though, all the stretching and everything, it builds muscle?
It doesn't. The stretching doesn't really build much muscle. It's actually kind of the opposite. My muscles are actually quite loose, and they will keep stretching. So I'll have to do a lot of push-ups and a lot of cardio to maintain and to keep those muscles in check.
So how much fitness stuff do you do?
How much do I do, or how much should I do?
Well, how much do you get done?
When we're on tour, I'm training for about 4 hours outside of the show. That's, you know, about an hour before the show, an hour after the show, and the show. And then off tour, it depends. I'll usually do 4 or 5 days a week off tour.
Wow.
It's a lot.
It's quite rigorous.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're all pretty active in the show. Even when we're not on tour, we're all liking to go hiking. We like to just really do something physical and get out there.
Yeah. And with all the traveling, you obviously can't do any of this stuff on planes. You must hate being on planes because you can't do all the stretching.
I'm actually a skydiver, so I really like planes, but...
You skydive as well?
Yeah.
My God, your mother was right. Couldn't you just be a kid? Couldn't you just have enjoyed your life?
No, I am enjoying life. I'm enjoying it to the fullest, trust me.
Yeah, well, I mean, traveling the world and doing this stuff must be really exciting.
Oh, it's incredible.
You get to see places no one else gets to see, and you get to spend time there, and...
Exactly. I mean, we really get to see what different cultures are like, and it's interesting to see how people think of things differently, and it's quite a learning experience.
What were you like at school?
I actually went to a school of the performing arts, so I was among others that had strange talents. And when I was 16, I went to a circus school. I ran away to Montreal and joined a circus school there called the National Circus School, which is how I learned about Cirque Eloise, because they are based
your
in Montreal.
Poor parents.
Did you actually threaten your parents at running away to the circus?
I'm going to the circus. Seriously.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
Oh my gosh.
What did your parents say?
Well, all my family, they're all doctors and lawyers.
Oh my God.
It's not really the normal.
They must have been sitting around conferencing about you, saying, oh no, we're going to end up supporting her one day. She's going to fall from some aerial thing and we're going to have to look after her.
Yeah, well, they always told me you have to get a college degree. Whatever you do, you're going to get an education and then continue doing what you love. So that's what I did.
And what did you get your degree in?
In exercise science, and I'm currently working on a degree in business.
Wow. Look at you. You could do it all.
I want to one day go behind the scenes and help produce the shows from behind.
Now, a lot of people kind of freaked out by some of the contortion stuff mm-hmm. because to them it just looks so bizarre and it kind of freaks them out.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It's kind of difficult to wrap your head around exactly where my head is sometimes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like the reactions. I like when people freak out or when they tell me, oh, I don't know how you do that. It entertains me a lot.
Are there any kind of special tricks that you could pull purely for, you know, social laughs and kind of entertaining your own friends?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I go out to clubs or partying with my friends, they always say, oh, hey, can we have free drinks? She'll perform for you on this bar here.
All right. So now, tell me about Cirque Eloise for a second, because I don't know very much about this. You said there's a circus element to it, but there's also dancing. There's some stuff that people do with their bodies that's amazing, like what you do, for example. So where does this come from? Because everybody knows about Cirque Soleil.
Yes.
Right?
So we're a little bit similar to Cirque du Soleil. I mean, they're also in Montreal, Canada. But we're smaller. We're more of an intimate company. And our show ID, it's a loosely West Side Story. And
so there's a narrative to it.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
It's something interesting. It's something different. And there's a lot of urban dance. I don't know if you knew about this, but our show incorporates a lot of dance into it. So we'll try to put dance and circus together. For example, I have a contortion act with a b-boy. There's a seer wheel act with a girl that's in this big, big wheel. And she does all these crazy turns and maneuvers on it. And there's a girl doing popping, which is a type of dance with muscle contractions at the same time. So we try to incorporate everything together.
Sounds very hectic. What kind of people are in the circus with you, and how much fun do you guys have together? I mean, it must be incredible. You're like a family, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a little fishbowl. There's 15 artists. There's 22 people in total that travel with us. And we know all the intimate details of each other's lives.
For sure. Well, yeah. I mean, you're all in change rooms together. You all have to travel together. Mm-hmm. You probably sleep in the same room with a whole bunch of them.
Sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, I would trust my life with all of them.
Well, you suppose you have to if you're doing some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like some of the aerial stuff, I'd imagine you do have to trust them.
Yes, I have an aerial silk act, which is a big fabric that hangs from the ceiling. And I do contortion, and I climb up and down it, and I do it with a guy on rollerblades. And then at one point he'll, you know, hang off my neck. So there's a lot of trust involved and a lot of practicing.
Have you ever really hurt yourself?
I have. I did have an injury not that long ago that needed to be surgically fixed, but now it's 100% healed.
What did you injure?
I injured my hip.
Ow.
Yeah, it was rough.
Break it?
No, I just tore some ligaments and stuff. But you know, I mean, that's something that happens to all professional athletes.
Sure.
And
that's what you are. I mean, if nothing else, it's a discipline.
Yes, exactly.
And it's an athletic one. I mean, it's got more. Darts players claim to be athletes. You can claim to be the super athlete, right? Okay, freak us out here a little bit. Show us what you can do.
You want me to show you
something? Yeah, let me see what you can do.
All right, let's see here.
This is cool. Flax, do you want to come and record this? Grab Lucas as well. Tell him to come in here and film, because this will be fun. By the way, what kind of outfits do you have to wear while you're doing all this stuff?
So I prefer to use something a little bit loose on the legs. When I'm wearing pants that are restrictive, you can't really move as well. So as long as it's something a little bit stretchy, I can wear it.
Okay, very good. But if they don't make you wear stupid, ridiculous headdresses and stuff, do they?
I don't.
No. Well, also, you've got to be in stuff that you know is safe.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of like dangly things that are going to get caught up in stuff. And
yeah, no long dangling earrings or anything like
right.
that. It's got to work.
Sure. Okay. Well, are we going to film this? Where's everybody? Oh, here they come. All right, Lucas, we're going to film this? All right, Flax is in here. Kat's in here. It's a whole crew. All right, well, whenever you're ready, we're going to see some of Nicole's talents here. These are the things that her parents wish that she'd just become a doctor or lawyer, like any of them, but... Here she is, and this is the kind of stuff that she could do. Stretching, she's got her leg up over her head right now. She's holding behind her knee, and she's just bent her entire lower leg right down to point at her belly button. Unbelievable. Okay? Incredible stuff. Here, you can take the headphones off. Let's get out of your way. She's just bent all the way backwards. She's now on her hands, arched over, and she is now turning, resting on her chin, basically. This is unreal. And now she's lifting herself up with her hands and her arms spread out across the ground. She's now got her one leg over her other on the knee, and she is balancing entirely on her chest for a little while. This is unreal.
Thank you.
Good Lord. Wow. What an incredible talent.
Thank you.
Jesus. That must be something else. I mean, is there any position that you're really trying to be able to do that you can't do yet?
Anything when I first wake up in the morning.
No. But I mean, is there something that you're aiming to do? Is there some kind of contortion trick that you're trying to do?
For me, the stuff that involves strength, it's really difficult for me to hold a handstand. So anything that's bending my body, if I want to do it, I can do it.
You're not even really out of breath after doing all that stuff.
No, I'm pretty used to it at this point.
Jeez.
Do you want to try, Gareth?
No, please.
Put in the same position, see how far
you can
go.
I'll snap my spine. Aren't you ever worried about that stuff? Like, I'm paranoid about things happening to me if I go to the gym sometimes, all right, and I'll it doesn't happen often, thank God. But I mean, earlier this year, I went, and I obviously added too much weight to something or whatever, and I must have pulled something in my back. You must do that all the time in terms of pulling a strange position, and then you feel some muscle going.
Yeah, it happens, but as long as we...
How do you rehabilitate?
It depends on what you injure, but we're big on ice. There's always ice backstage. We're really big on physical therapy, so every day we're all doing our physical therapy exercises and making sure we're in our tip-top shape.
Do you go for massages and things?
Quite often, yeah. That's actually...
Like proper physio.
It's probably my favorite part of this job, that you get lots of massages when you're a contortionist.
And I suppose you've got to have it from someone who knows what they're doing, right?
I'd prefer so, but
yeah,
I'll take anything.
You don't want some idiot who's doing it and then they end up injuring you.
No.
Wow, what an incredible job.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoy it a lot.
Do you guys earn decent money out of this?
It's a pretty good living. I got to say, it's a pretty good living. It depends on what you're doing. There's so many different elements in performing arts. So your income can change depending on if it's a touring show, if it's special events.
And you home is Montreal?
For me, home is Miami. I'm from Miami, Florida.
And you obviously weren't home for Thanksgiving. Are you going to be at home for Christmas?
I actually haven't been home in 5 months.
Wow. Damn, it must be impossible to have a relationship unless you're in a relationship with someone on the crew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My boyfriend's on the show.
Wow, have to happen. This is like Survivor.
Yeah.
People on that island, they end up together,
no,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, this happens. So how long have you two been together?
For a year and a half now.
And what does he do?
He's the rollerblader in the Aerial Silk Act.
Okay, well then that's okay, because if he's hanging on to your neck and something goes horribly wrong, you have to forgive him. He's your boyfriend.
Yeah, unless I'm mad at him, but it's okay. He doesn't need to know that.
Well, if you're mad at him, you could do really terrible things, like drop him.
No, I would never do that on
purpose.
How
high up do you guys go?
For the Aerial Silk, in this show, I go about 25 to 30 feet. I'm not sure what that is in meters.
That's high enough to hurt yourself.
It's pretty high. Yeah, you have to really be careful.
And what's your favorite part of your show?
For me, my favorite act is probably my second contortion act. It's kind of a comedy act. It's very interactive, and I'm playing with one of the dancers in the show that doesn't know I'm behind him, and I'm kind of tapping him with my feet and just messing around with him.
Are you double jointed anywhere or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I have everything is hypermobile.
Oh, my God. And she bent her whole hand backwards. Now, if I tried to do that. No, I can't even
it's
get
it. It's close, almost
there. I get 90 degrees.
You could be my replacement.
Oh, please. Just do that again? Let me try and explain the degrees here. Basically, she's bent her hand. If you have your hand and your arm straight in front of you, she's just bent her hand so that it's at an obtuse angle, probably about 270 degrees, somewhere around there, even more. Maybe 290, 300 degrees. Unreal. That's insane.
It's all part of the territory.
It doesn't hurt, though.
No, it doesn't hurt.
For you, it's like, for me, stretching.
Exactly.
Do you get cramps?
Yeah, I'll get cramps. The biggest thing is I can dislocate, but for me, it's not a big deal. I can just pop it back in.
Ah! What do you dislocate the most?
My knees.
Oh.
Yeah, but they go back in really easy, so it's okay.
Does it make a sound?
Yeah, it. You'll see it.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. It pops?
It just pops out, but then you just pop it back in. No big deal.
Are you worried about like long-term damage or anything?
I think that...
Because you don't want to be a cripple when you're old.
Yeah, I think that that's always a concern with what we do, that you're going to have pain and aches and pains when you're older, but it's all right. It's worth it.
Do you take any kind of supplements or you have a specific diet that you eat that helps you with what you do?
I try to maintain my vitamins and make sure that I'm always at the right level because we need to be at our best shape, and the vitamins and our levels in our body need to be in those right categories, in those right areas in order to feel well when we're performing.
And what happens if you get sick on these things? Do they change the act?
If I'm sick, I will push through. I will still do the show. Damn. If I'm injured, we make it work. We work together and we'll all pull together and help out.
The audience wouldn't even know.
No, they wouldn't even know.
How many people in the company?
There's 15 artists in the company in total. I believe it's around 100.
Wow. Okay. I love this. This is fantastic. So if people want to go and see Cirque Eloise, then this is what's happening. It is taking place in Johannesburg and Cape Town from the 16th of November until the 24th of December. You need to get a CompuTicket to find out more. And of course, you can go to the website, CompuTicket.com, to make your bookings. Wow. Nicole, thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing. Ballet, contortion, aerial stuff. It's pretty cool. If only you could fly, then you'd have it all.
I wish. One day.
One day you'll get that part right as well. Well, all I want to do is be able to bend my hand as far as you did. That's all. It's amazing. This is what a life. Traveling around at the circus. Ben, you'd be good in a circus.
Yeah, I would like that lifestyle. I just don't have any talent to go with it, so I'd just be traveling.
Is there anything that he could do?
You could manage us.
Yeah, I could do that.
Do something like that.
Circus manager.
Yeah. Cool.
Here I come.
That's a tough job, though. I mean, you're dealing with talented people.
You're dealing with talented people from all over the world.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with them differently.
How many languages are spoken on your set?
Let's see. English, French, Polish, Spanish. I think that's it.
Oh, that's
four
enough.
At the moment.
That's
four
good enough for me. I like it. All right, Nicole. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for popping by.
Thanks.
There we go. That's Nicole Winter and Cirque Eloise. You know what to do. Get hold of CompuTicket if you want to go and book. And you could see her doing all her amazing stuff.
This is CliffCentral.com.